Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning. Got our Mid-Plains guys on the line. President Ryan Purdy and Information Officer Daniel Stinman. How you doing, guys?
Good, Corey.
I didn't. I had the wrong pot up there. Welcome in, guys. We'll try that again.
All right. Good morning.
Here we go on a Thursday morning. I think the weekend, the holiday weekend, is setting in early for me. Already made two mistakes, I guess. Imperial, you do this once a year usually, and have one of your meetings down there, and so you get to meet Gail Knott, I see. Welcome aboard. Introduce the staff down there. And then Tyler Pribinos grew up, I think, in that area. Went to school down there. Thank the board. He's on the board. And thank the board for coming to Imperial.
Yeah, he just wanted to brag because he had the shortest commute home after the meeting. I think is really what it was. But no, we do. In May of every year, we move around to one of our community campuses. And so this is the year for Imperial. So hard to believe it's been 5 years ago since we expanded that. And we cut the ribbon on it and had the board come there for that ribbon cutting and board meeting. And so that kind of started that swing back to Imperial. But yeah, great to be down there. We have obviously with Brenda Liddell retiring a year ago, Brandy Dan is the new campus coordinator down there. So she was there. Then Cecilia Nagy is her assistant. And Cecilia's been with us a few years with Brenda, but they do a fantastic job. And yeah, Tyler wanted to thank them for all the work they do to help promote the community and provide training and education. They said that they celebrated, did a graduation party for the Imperial students that actually graduated from Mid-Plains a couple weeks ago. So they had a reception, I think, for four or five of the Imperial students that had finished their degree. So pretty exciting opportunities for those smaller communities that we have in our service area.
Are we getting more people down, more students involved in the campus down there?
We're getting more and more at all the campuses. You're seeing them embrace them. You know, we have the online opportunities, but we have the distance learning connection. So if they don't have it in their house or they don't have it if they're not part of the school and they want to take classes, obviously they can run down to the campus and we can connect them to any of the other classes we have on campus. But no, they do a great job, whether it's community education, community programs or webinars, conferences, or just traditional and non-traditional training. They're able to help and a little flexibility there. But, yeah, we're getting more traffic through all of our doors at the community campuses.
All right. A lot of actions taken at the meeting last night. Let's start with the BCE's request for a new HAL simulator for the medical simulation trailer.
Yeah, and I used to look at that on the board recap, but we missed the detail of who it was from. So, yeah, Gamard is the supplier of that HAL simulator, and the cost was just about $67,487. That's being all paid for through the Rural Health Transformation Grant. There's a lot of grants that have come through the federal government down to the state that we're working with right now, and that's just one of them. So this medical sim trailer we got in a pass-through from the University of Nebraska Med Center, and we're taking it out on the road. So we're equipping it with high-fidelity simulators that's going around to the rural fire departments, to the critical access hospitals throughout the service area to provide some hands-on training where they don't have to send their staffs, across state lines or across different parts of the state to get training, that we can bring it right to them and locate it there for two or three, weeks at a time. And so our existing HAL was a pre-COVID purchase, and it's kind of worn out, and so this is an upgrade. We'll continue to keep the other one just for the backup and for some of the less, technical training stuff. But the Rural Health Transformation is going to be a great partner with us to update some of this rural training opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You approved the renewal premium for the college's general liability insurance.
We did. So we're part of the Nebraska Community College Insurance Trust and have been for about 20 years. And so all six community colleges are part of that. And all of the premiums are based on numbers of students and obviously exposure, which is the value of all of your facilities, and then past experience. And so our portion of that is about $776,000 for the 26-27 year. We did see a little bit of a correction in the overall premiums, which is good news, I think, for all six community colleges. But because of the hail claims that we had in that rainstorm we had in McCook last fall, we're going to pay a little bit more, but knock on wood that we don't take any more hits this spring. Hopefully our premium will drop the following year. So cost to do a business, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. The board approved entering into an interlocal agreement with the ESU Coordinating Council. Tell us a little bit more on that.
Yeah, so this is just an opportunity for us to kind of join their purchasing cooperative. And so as we're buying major supplies or doing licensure, like this one, the big one for us was the Zoom license. You know, we do obviously post-COVID or kind of current COVID and or in COVID and post-COVID, just the reliance on a lot of the video technology for meetings and for classes. And so we were able to get a significant break in our licensing for our Zoom programs across the campuses by being part of the purchasing cooperative. And so that's really all it is. There's no cost to us, but when we go out to buy supplies, just the power of numbers and working with the schools, the ESUs and the other colleges, that we can get a little more buying power and get some more efficient and effective pricing.
Yep, we're all for that, for sure, in this day and age. We got to squeeze where we can, for sure. You approved the bid for the North Campus Underground Utility Update Project.
Yeah, so this is kind of west of electrical, all of the existing housing, the old electrical building. We have a Shopcraft building out there. This is to replace 50-year-old sewer and storm sewer, electrical feeders, electrical wiring, all of the service to them and all the data. And so we're having some I wouldn't say catastrophic, but near catastrophic failures of a lot of our sewer systems out there. And so they're going to have to dig them all up to all those buildings and put new down. So this will also include the piping in for the two new housing units that will go in over the next year.
And the bid went to Beveridge Well Drilling for just under $900,000, but that'll be a good thing to get that done. Probably won't have to worry about it for a good number of years, huh?
Let's hope not in my tenure. This is a one and done. Yeah.
The board approved in one motion a lot of bids for two single-story student housing buildings, also on North Campus here in North Platte. A lot of different bids because there's many different aspects to this project.
They really are. So what we've done, we have a fantastic physical resources team. Sean Ayton is our director, a former contractor himself, but we've got licensed electricians, licensed plumbers, licensed HVAC installers, and technicians on staff that do a lot of the small stuff. But this is one that we felt with our expertise that we had in-house that we were going to do the general contracting. Instead of hiring a Sampson or a Dow Hauer or a Steeles or something to be the general contractor, have a site superintendent, we really felt that this level of project we could do in-house. So in a normal situation, you'd have one bid. You'd have a bid from XYZ company for $3 million. And that would include all of these different packages. Well, with us having the general contract, our board policy says any contract over $50,000 must go to the board. Well, there's lots of systems within housing or any construction project. And so the board talked about doing them individually. And they said, you know, this is really no different than that, but we just need to make sure that they're all named in there and what system they're doing. So the board did take action in one motion to approve about, I think, 15 different systems within the housing project. And so, about $2.9 million, I think, is the total of all of the bids, the one above 50 and below 50. It's 32 beds is what the total will be. About $256 a square foot, which is significantly less than what we paid for both the electrical technology building we just built and the health and science center. So really excited about that. But you look down the list of all the contractors, and I think all but one of them are North Platte-based. So we're pretty excited about having the local contractors do 99% of the work here.
And what's the total add up to for this project?
So the total with this would include other bids that we received that were less than $50,000 for, like gutters were like $9,500, and there might be some other miniature minor finishes, but we're estimating about $2.88 million for both of the total both housing units. And then we figured there'd be about $100,000 of other little things that our guys will self perform throughout. So just under $3 million estimated cost we had was about $0.5 million. So we figure we are about $500,000 less than what we initially intended.
And what's that come out of in your budget then?
So this is all paid for by student room and board.
Oh, okay.
So state law says is that student housing must be self-sufficient, and so all student room and board charges must pay for the construction or the bond repayments for housing revenue bonds for these units. So okay. No tax dollars. It was all paid for by students.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, gee whiz. Yeah, yeah, sure. Their students are going to occupy the building. So yeah, mm-hmm. let them pay for it, basically.
That's what's going to happen.
Although the ones that are graduating, they're probably like, gosh, you know, I'm paying, you know, my fees are all paying for it, but I don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and they're gone, so they won't pay, but the new ones coming back, you know, the incoming first year students, their second year, these will be available. So,
yeah.
You know, they're going to get the brand new, nice facilities.
They will enjoy that. Anything out of the cabinet report you want to highlight?
You know, we just continue to kind of gear up for summer with projects that were going on. So our McDonald Belton campus, most people know, it's been closed since the day after commencement. We're doing a major electrical and HVAC changeover there. Electrical for the entire building and HVAC mainly feeds the gymnasium area. But knock on wood, scheduled to come back online June 1st. And so all the staff that were in there are kind of dispersed between the Health and Science Center and the North Campus. But no one's gotten a fight yet because there's lots of office sharing going on and mm-hmm. cubicles that they aren't used to. But overall, I think it's been good. But if general public needs something, you know, from South Campus, probably head over to Health and Science Center. There's lots of signs directing people to where they need to go. So that's probably the big one. You know, legislature's done. We asked for that interim study for the short-term baccalaureate degrees or reduced credit baccalaureate degrees. They said that the education committee said that'll probably be a fall project before that kicks off. But other than that, just trying to look at summer projects and summer schedules. And I know we have no June board meeting, so the board will reconvene back in July.
Yep. And then also you approved non-negotiated full and part-time salaries and wages at an increase of about 2%.
Yep. And so that was obviously the same thing. It's an annual thing we do in May. And so our board did approve for the faculty are obviously under contract. This is the second year coming up of their contract. And so we have the non-negotiated, which is all your salaried administration and your classified staff hourly wage people. So the board did approve a 2% increase to salaries and wages. But then we also have the health insurance and other benefits. And so it comes out to just about a 3% total package when you look at total compensation. Mm-hmm. And then adjunct, go ahead.
You approved adjunct instructor compensation. Mm-hmm. That went up $25 to $1,000 per credit hour.
Yep.
And then you're happy because...
they gave me another year.
Did they just add a year to your term then?
That's how that works. I'm on a three-year rolling contract. Okay. And so what they do on my contract is the terms are all set for all 3 years. And usually what they do is they add that another year on the end of it, and then they adjust the base salary. So that's what they did last night. So they approved my contract through the end of June of 2029. The current one expires June of 30 of 2028. And then they increased my salary of 1.61% and added a 1% to my retirement contribution.
I don't think people can complain about that because that's way less than the cost of living these days. So,
We're all, you know, we got a $500,000 reduction to our state aid kind of last minute. And so that was part of the deal. And so we've really told the staff is, you know, we're committed to our staff. We got great people. We'll evaluate positions as attrition happens. But our ultimate goal was to not release anybody because of budgetary constraints, because last minute, you know, it's something we weren't expecting. We were pretty balanced, ready to go for the budget for next year. And so, again, we're going to hang on to them, but everybody kind of knew that we're going to give you something. It's not going to be maybe the cost of living increase, but it's going to be something. So for the most part, people have been supportive because they know their job is secure.
Okay. Time to take a vacation because you don't meet in June.
That's right. And so I'm going to go on vacation for a couple of days next week, and then I'll be back all June.
Couple days, huh? The president gets a couple of days away, and then he's back.
Lots of things going on in June, and that's why we do that. It's because of all the community celebrations that happen. And so, you know, just the aligning schedules and board schedules and employee schedules, it's just like, take off June, go enjoy Nebraska Land Days and the other little community festivals that lead up to 4th of July, and then we'll reconvene and start talking about school at the end of July.
July 15th, your next meeting. Daniel, what do you want to add here to top us off?
I just wanted to bring attention to our rodeo team and our softball team. McCook rodeo team is sending 9 student athletes to the CNFR this year. It will be in Casper June 14th through the 20th. So that will feature our men's all-around, three-time all-around champion and our women's Great Plains Region all-around champion as well. And then our McCook Community College softball team won the Region 9 tournament, and they are advancing to the NJCAA Division 1 Softball World Series, which will start next week.
Wow.
And they'll square off against number 17, San Jacinto College South, on Monday at 11 a.m. in Oxford, Alabama. So,
hey, Corey, cool thing about that rodeo team,
yep.
You have Cahuva Augustiro, three-time reigning all-around cowboy for the region,
mm-hmm.
and he's from Hawaii, but he's really not anymore because his parents relocated to North Platte. And so he's now kind of local. And then is it Laney Ohm? Is the champion for the women's side, and she's mm-hmm. Arthur. You know,
yep.
So we got two local kids that are your all-around region champions, and both have a shot to do some work at the CNFR. So pretty awesome stories.
Yep, I know Laney from a time over in Ogallala covering mm-hmm. Arthur County up there. So, yeah,
yep.
That's a great story. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy your little vacay, and we'll reconvene next board meeting July 15th. So we got you down for the 16th, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.